Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey everyone, it's Kid Fury, back to remind you about our lovely sponsor, Hulu Plus. If you go on over as usual to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you can get a taste of that extended free trial and get all of the shows right there at your fingertips and your eyeballs and your eyelashes and all of those great things. Girl, they've got Scandal, and Scandal Season 3 starts on October 3rd, so you might as well just go and refresh yourself. HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you're going to love it. Let's start the show. Hey, everyone. I'm Geisha.
I'm Neil Armstrong.
And this is The Read.
Oh, my God. What a fucking week, right? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm just not. Like, honestly, no shit. I'm tired.
Yeah, I haven't slept in like six days.
I'm tired.
Take me to the can, girl.
My spirit is sending out push notifications.
I don't have
storage full.
Shit else to bring. I am weary, Father. I'm tired, but you know, it's all for.
And then I had to get on the damn train today and I snapped.
I'm sure you did.
I got on the train and I smelled in a second. I had to shout.
Yeah.
And I said, somebody is must. I just said it.
You just have to yell.
And these white people and these Dominicans looked at me like I was insane. And I know who did it too. It was this ginger, this redheaded boy. Because he had his arms folded and he did not look at me and he did not react at all. His funky ass. I know it was him. And then I had to go to the next car and the next car was hot. And so I'm
oh my God, again. I hate that. I just be sitting there in the heat like, fuck it. I'm not getting up. Fuck it.
Damn that. Anyway, so we're really just going to use this as the VMA episode.
Okay.
Neither one of us is really. I mean, I did my whole live tweeting for the VMAs thing, but I guess people want us to like review it. And there's a ton of shit that we can talk about. Girl.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
And I really didn't give a fuck to look about anything else anyway. So.
That's true.
MTV Video Music Awards 2013.
Woo. First of all, shout out to CoverGirl for inviting us to the VMA party featuring Ciara. That was so much fun. And I got to be in VIP for the first time in my life. And so that was very classy and sexy. And we got free makeup. And Ciara actually did a great job during her performance. So thanks so much, CoverGirl. We appreciate that.
Thank you, CoverGirl. And it's actually funny to me because that just... it just reminded me of white money versus black money.
Right.
Because the next day I went to another party, like a black party.
Uh-huh.
And Ciara was performing there too.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I'll just use the word performing like loosely, because that second one was basically her getting up on stage, lip syncing to Goodies and Oh, and like flipping her hair around and walking from one side of the stage to the next like, hey, girl, you like this song? Me too. Ow. And then like that was it. And I heard she got paid $10,000 for that.
Wow.
So you know CoverGirl gave her a coin.
Had to be, yeah, because that was a nice venue. Great show. She was out there for a while and it was fun, actually. And I mean, maybe because we were in VIP and maybe because we had all those drinks.
And I see what she sees in future.
Oh, yeah. He's a cutie. And
he's actually really
came
nice.
Out with his bodyguard and, you know, nobody really bothered him. And I don't know if that was because white people didn't know who he was or what.
Probably that.
That's probably that. But I saw him and he had his sunglasses on, but he was looking in my direction. So I waved in case he was looking at me and he waved back. So.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah. No, because you were down there. You were up at the rail looking at Ciara and getting your Instagram videos and stuff. So I had a little moment with Future. And then I went and stood by him for the rest of the show.
That makes Ciara have to fight you.
Oh, yeah. The fuck right.
Anyway, so VMAs.
Like, are you kidding? Anyway. Yeah, okay. I'm such a threat. Anyway, the VMAs.
I don't know if I want to just save it for last or just go right there.
You know what? Let me just say this. I really fucking hate that I ever said anything nice about this bitch, because I swear to God, ever since I said one little, I like Miley Cyrus, she's a cute little innocent
little
girl.
Let's just go there.
Ever since I said it, the bitch has been continuously fucking up. So I'm sorry, America. This is my fucking fault. I spoke this bitch up. I spoke up all this bullshit that we're going through right now. And I fucking apologize as an American.
So Miley Cyrus.
Oh my God, what the fuck was that?
I actually just don't even have any more for her. Like, I really have nothing else. That entire performance was like the definition of putting sprinkles on a shit cupcake.
It was so.
And calling it dessert.
Like, young lady, what in the fuck are you doing? Like, and you know what? I went back and watched it several times, and it started off as just, you know, okay, this is a young white girl and I don't really understand what you're doing, but I guess you're having fun or whatever. But bitch, when Robin Thicke came out and they did Blurred Lines together, it went all the way to hell. Like, it was already bad, and then it just went to hell. It was just like, how do you drop off in quality that fucking fast? And you done took off your little bear onesie and you...
First of all, let's just talk about that, like, because that bitch looked like one of the like fucked up toys underneath Sid's bed in the first Toy Story movie.
She dead ass looked like Fire Marshal Bill. Like, you got these knots on your head and then you got the Cassie thing on the side.
And then this swoop in the back.
And it was just the fuck? Like, the fuck, Miley Cyrus?
And then this like nude, like flesh colored
thing. But then over that, this bear onesie. And it was just, ma'am, I don't understand what's going on from the Ruta to the Tuta. Like, from head to toe, I don't know what the fuck you're doing right
I'm
now.
I'm just glad that people are seeing what the fuck I've been trying to say. Like, this bitch has lost every fiber of her fucking mind. First of all, you came out of that giant laser teddy bear's uterus and you were just prancing around like the special needs child, and you put your tongue back in your mouth. If you're gonna be sticking your tongue out every 6 seconds, at least scrape it.
At least brush
and
it.
Like,
your breath, I know your breath stinks. I know it does because I'm looking at your tongue and it's disgusting.
Put it away. We don't want to see it any fucking longer. And so there's that. And then she comes out and she has all of these big black bitches carrying teddy bear backpacks. And she goes and like motorboats one of their asses or something.
I saw
and
that.
It's like, ma'am, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you using these black women as props?
It reminds me of when Gwen Stefani hired them Asians to be her Harajuku girls. And she named them a bunch of Japanese bullshit or whatever. And it was just like, girl, what are you doing? So you just bought an Asian posse? Like, that's what I thought about. Like, so Miley just went and was like, I want a 4-pack of black bitches. Like, what? Okay. All right. But even then, the beat dropped on her little song and I was like, this ain't so bad. Okay, this is kind of fucked up with you all up in some black girl's ass, whatever. But honestly, I was like, okay, it's just regular shitty 20-year-old music. Until fucking Robin Thicke came out. And then it was just like...
Then she bends over in front of this married Robin Thicke, who has on his Beetlejuice outfit.
And she's wearing this nude latex thing, bra and like high-waisted
How
panties.
How old is she?
20, I think. I'm pretty sure. I would put money on Miley Cyrus not being old enough to drink.
And she's definitely doing all of that.
Right. Well, Robin Thicke is like, I don't know, 42 or something. I don't even know.
She's bending over in front of this man and shaking her ass. First of all, Miley, I don't know who has been lying to you, but you cannot twerk when you shape like a pack of Mentos.
You cannot.
It doesn't work like that. It's just not going to. You have to have an ass. I don't know who the fuck lied to you, motherfuckers. The whole purpose of twerking is to shake and gyrate and roll your ass.
You have to have
something. To the beat of this song. If you don't have an ass, it completely defeats the purpose.
You don't necessarily have to be a big girl or a thick girl to twerk, but it helps with the visual. But you have to have something in the back. And you have to have some semblance of rhythm. And Miley Cyrus has neither. That bitch, I'm so tired of, like, it's to the point where I don't even want to hear the word twerk anymore. She's not fucking twerking. She's having some kind of white girl seizure up against Robin Thicke. But that is not fucking twerking, white people. That's not what it is. Stop mislabeling our shit.
Why the fuck did she's just so gross and just so ridiculous. And the thing that annoys me so much about it, and really, like, because before when she did the whole shit with the music video and all these pictures and smoking weed and wearing Chuck Taylor's or whatever the fuck. Like, I was just like, okay, girl. Like, I see what you're doing. I smell what you're stepping in. And it is what it is. Whatever.
Right.
The only thing that pissed me off and really made me say fuck Miley Cyrus is that comment that she made about the skin that I already talked about.
Yeah.
But now that y'all have seen this shit, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking Ooh. About. Stop trying so hard.
Just stop. What the fuck are you doing?
You've got the limo out front. Hottest shoes, every color, whatever,
whatever. You got it all.
You are Hannah Montana, and I understand that you're trying to express yourself now and show that you are grown. You're grown up and you're sexual and all that stuff. You don't need to rebel from your Disney days by being a fucking minstrel show.
It just looked like, what can I do that will piss my daddy off to his highest pistivity? What can I do? What can I do that would just make my daddy so mad?
Let me bend over and shake the ounce of ass that I have against this grown ass married man.
Yeah.
And Juicy J.
Yeah.
And whoever the fuck else gets on this stage.
And all these black girls just in the back. Just,
she would have twerked against a fucking possum.
She would have done whatever that thing is that she does. It was just so fucking bad.
Stop trying so motherfucking hard. We get it. You're rebelling. And maybe you do have a little ratchet side to you or whatever the fuck, bitch. But all of this shit is just ridiculous. Now, you're just like, it's like you need a CAT scan at this point. Like, we're just like, people need to now just be like concerned. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what are you thinking about? Is this what you really think we do?
Ma'am, you're a rich young white girl in America. You don't have to do this.
And Charlamagne said this. Why would you give that up? You are a rich white person in the United States of America. Why would you at all? Because listen,
are you coming over here?
We know that you're trying hard. Like, we see it and we understand it. Justin Bieber, like, he is invested in this nigga shit. Like, if you want to get Justin Bieber something for his birthday, buy him nigga. Because that is what he wants. Justin Bieber is spending, like, he's hired nigga friends.
Yeah.
He's smoking nothing but the finest weed. Woo. He got, like, he is committed to this black nigga shit. That's, you know, it. What I'm saying? And you know what the fuck white America did? They got him the fuck up out of there. Because of the VMAs, that's when I discovered who Austin Mahone is, and he's the next Bieber.
Oh, okay.
White America said, oh, we see what you're doing. You want to be over here with your rapping friends and get tattoos and smoke weed and fight bitches and piss and mop buckets and just be a whole bunch. Like, you want to be a nigga? All right, well, you stay over there with that nigga money. We just going to have somebody come over here and replace you. Because we're not going to be funding and spending all of our baby's money. Like, well, I'm not giving my kids no allowance money.
You have to pull a Timberlake. You have to take just enough black to where white people are interested in your shit and black people are interested in your shit. But don't take too much black. You got to draw the line, because if you go too far over to the nigga side, now all of a sudden you can't.
But no, because Justin is like, his shit is authentic. Like, he doesn't try hard. Justin's like, Justin wants to be a nigga. He's spending the money to get there. Miley just wants some attention. Justin Timberlake was on Hot 97 yesterday with Angie Martinez, and he was talking about that History of Hip Hop shit that he was doing, Jimmy Fallon, and he was talking about how he listened to Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul. Like, he's like off it. Like, he really listens.
I know he's from Memphis, and I'm sure that
and jazz and R&B and all that shit, it always has. These little white kids of today are just bored.
My favorite thing about Justin Timberlake is that he admits that this is black shit that he's doing. Like, he doesn't try to act like it's not. He doesn't try to act like he made it up and he's like the only one. Like, he'll freely say that he is, you know, making parts of black culture more palpable for white people, and that's fine. Just step in it. Just say it. Just
stand up in your word.
That's all. And Miley Cyrus, girl, nobody knows what the fuck you're doing. Everybody is confused about you, and I personally don't care. I just don't ever want to see your naked body.
Album cover?
No, I did not. Why would I look that up? I have no interest in seeing that bullshit.
It is hideous.
What is it? Describe it to me.
I wish I could pull it up. It is just so bad. And they say it's supposed to be like 80s inspired.
Oh, Christ.
It looks like she took an actual album cover.
Okay.
Like a photo shoot for it. Yes.
Oh.
And she sent it into her label.
Okay.
And somehow Blue Ivy intercepted it.
Oh, I just pulled it up on my phone. Are you fucking kidding?
And put it on Microsoft Paint and said, I'm fucking all this shit.
Miley, what?
Blue Ivy hacked into someone's like database and said, you know what? My daddy is on tour or he's doing whatever. And my mom is shooting videos and I'm bored, girl. So I'm just going to get on my MacBook and I'm going to fuck this shit up because I don't like this.
This is so bad. Oh, God. Oh, God. Just stop and Google it, y'all. It's like, it's Miley Cyrus channeling like Madonna and Whitney Houston. And it's as bad as it sounds. It's just bad.
And acid.
It's just bad. Yeah. And drugs.
I just, Miley, you have the the ability to be such a powerful pop bitch, because like I just don't understand why you want to fuck it up with your your faux niggadom. I just don't, like,
how mad are you at your parents?
Your false
you're going
hood
too
radisms.
Far.
Just stop it.
Everybody gets it but you. Everybody is laughing but you.
You're
proud. No, she's getting on Twitter. I got 306 tweets per second because you look like a goddamn fool. Are you kidding, bitch?
Because
we're laughing at you.
Everyone was dying laughing at the fact that you looked like Teddy Fuckspin. Like Teddy fucked the fuck up spin.
You look so bad. I went to MTV.com today to review all the performances, and I took a look at the number of views they all have, and Miley Cyrus has like 4 times more views than the next closest person. She's at 8.5 million and Lady Gaga is at 2 million. And that was as of like 2 hours ago. And it's not because, listen to me, little girl, it's not because your performance was just so fucking groundbreaking and everybody couldn't believe how sexy you were and it changed lives all over the world and the Pope cried, bitch. It's because you look fucking crazy, and I don't know how else to say it to you. I want you to listen good. I need somebody to hog tie this bitch and just make her listen to this. You look the fool, bitch. Stop it.
Oh my god,
I don't want to hear her name no more.
She's like the fucking cold
you worth like $150 million. Sit your ass down, bitch. Don't you know I'm about that? I listened to that little song. Something about I'm about that life or whatever. What the fuck life are you about, bitch?
Oh, so where she's rapping?
Yeah.
She said something about smoking perfume.
The Republican National Convention life? Because being worth $150 million, that's what that tells me. You about that 1% life, bitch. You not about no damn life. Are you kidding? You're Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter. Are you shitting me? I'm tired of this little girl. Go the fuck away.
So let's just talk about Lady Gaga. What did you think of her performance?
All of a sudden, I love Lady Gaga.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm really, like, so listen, no. Because I have always, like I said last week or the week before, whenever, I don't know, I drink a lot. Last time we talked about Lady Gaga, I said that I've always been a casual fan. I like her music, but I couldn't really get into her because of her bullshit with the meat dress and always looking crazy and right. Having pythons coming out of her pussy or whatever. But I really liked her performance, and I feel like I liked it because, first of all, she was really into it, like the whole intro, and her face was like really acting and into the performance.
I thought she looked like a Mega Man.
I thought she was an egg at first, but that's not the point. I got into her performance. I understood what she was doing. As soon as she put on the little blue stuff, I was like, okay, she's going over some of like her iconic looks. I got it, and it was good, and she can sing, and I liked the song. And then I thought about it, and I was like, I actually haven't heard a Lady Gaga song that I don't like. And then she dragged Azealia Banks by the edges last night. Well, what's left of her edges. And I was like, you know what? You know what, Lady Gaga? Yes, ma'am. Me and you. You and I, bitch. Yes.
She did not drag Azealia Banks.
It was
she
a quiet read.
Fuck out of
right. And everybody got it. And I because I was up at 4 a.m., I saw it real time. And I just was like, that's it, Lady Gaga. Hello, white queen. You are added to my roster of white queens. I love you. That's my motherfucker right there.
Okay. Well, all I can say is that the performance was actually, it was cute. And I like the song. Compared to that is Katy Perry.
No.
You didn't like her?
No. Are you kidding?
Do you like the song?
First of all, I mean, it's whatever. It's fine, but it's not better than Applause. And her performance was not as good as Lady Gaga. So as far as I'm concerned, in the whole Gaga versus Katy war, Gaga clearly won at the VMAs. Because I felt like Katie was basically lip syncing for most of it and then kind of doing her ad libs out loud. Yeah. And then the whole boxing, it was just really cheesy. Like it was a cheesy theme and I just wasn't into it.
Okay. I guess I can agree with that.
We don't really care though, Katy Perry. We don't really care. We're just saying it because you were there, but we don't actually, neither one of us gives two shits about what you did. Same for you, Bruno Mars. Sorry.
Hey. Speak on it.
You did a good job, and I feel like I should like you, and I kind of do. Like, I like some of your singles, but I just don't care.
He can sing, but he just does literally nothing.
But you know what? You know what, Bruno Mars? That's the best way to be. That is the best way to, because nobody is going to get into stan wars over you. You don't have to worry about people threatening to shoot their sisters in the face if you don't follow them back. And yet and still, you are all over Billboard, and you have all the money.
I just didn't like the way that he like came out one way and then he had gone on tour with Janelle Monáe and then all of a sudden he performed and dressed and did his hair just like her.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
He just started wearing like the suits and bow ties and like bouffants. Like he just started singing and performing just like she did. And now he looks like he lives at Shady Pines.
Well, whatever.
So Lil' Kim was there. She had on a diaper, I think.
She looked as good as she can possibly look.
That is exactly it.
And that's a fucking shame because she still looked like a wasp in the face. But she looked as good as she is.
Her
able
hair was
to
great.
Look.
The outfit was.
Her face.
The shoes did not.
The
work.
Shoes were what? The shoes were, what are you doing? The shoes were.
And then she's standing next to Iggy, who looks gorgeous.
Right. And then she's sitting. Right. And then Iggy's all tall and like, you know, looking like a human in the face. So it was just mad awkward. Like, why wouldn't you just call up Remy Ma or something?
Remy
like,
Ma's
call
in
up
prison.
Oh, well, call up Foxy. Foxy look worse than you do.
Yeah, no, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does.
No, she doesn't.
Did you see? Okay.
Foxy still has her regular face.
Yeah,
she just can't hear it.
But have you seen what the choices that Foxy makes when she decides on hair and
Foxy
clothes?
Still has her regular.
Okay,
face.
You know what? You're right. She doesn't look better than Foxy, but. Neither one of them looks good. The point is that
Kim from, and listen, she's legendary. Every time I listen to some old Lil' Kim, I'm just like, damn, I wish this. Why did it have to be you? But if we're going to be 100% honest, from the plastic surgery to the choices that she has made on hair and makeup to her outfits, for the longest time have just been a mess. And I think that slowly but surely she's trying to get it together.
Right.
But.
Well, can you add more to your face?
Fox. Foxy, for the most part, just picks horrible weaves and outfits. She still has her regular ass.
And she can't rap.
And her.
She can't, sorry. And ever since Big Dad, Kim Kaney. Father God.
Female rap is just.
Female rap is Nicki Minaj, which is just like.
So. So I still vote fuck Taylor Swift forever and always.
Oh my God. They cut to her so many times. Like, why do we keep looking at this bitch?
Why didn't you just put the camera in her
I
uterus?
I think they had like.
And just like do a camera, like a side by side from her vagina for the whole.
Just a live uvu straight from Taylor Swift's urethra. Because why do we have to keep looking at her? But I quietly, secretly was a little happy with it. Why? Because Selena Gomez is right next to her. And Selena Gomez stand for the full 15 minutes and 38 seconds that Justin Timberlake and NSYNC.
We're getting there in a second.
I'm just saying. I'm a fan of Selena Gomez. So every time they cut to Taylor.
That bitch won like two awards. I didn't even know.
Didn't
that
even
she
know she had a song
music.
Out. So, but I like Selena Gomez. So that's why every time they cut to Taylor, I was like, okay, we can just move the white one so I can look at Selena.
You
Thanks.
Know why she probably won those awards? She's not with Justin Timberlake anymore. Listen,
Bieber.
When white America hates
Bieber.
You, they, listen, nothing you think about is, like, everything you think about is going to crumble and fail.
But she was a good actress. I saw her in, they did the Ramona, I don't know if you ever read the Beezus and Ramona books. Okay, you don't look like you did. But anyway, they turned that into a movie, and it was a really good movie, and she was really cute in it. So, she was a
she's
good little
adorable.
Actress. Yeah, she's adorable.
But my point is, I did not know that she had an album out.
I didn't know
did
she ever
know
made a song.
Doing so well. And now that I think about it, I realize why.
Because she left Justin Bieber, not Timberlake, alone. And now white people will allow her to prosper.
Same shit that happened to fucking Chris Brown. They don't give a fuck what you're doing. Chris Brown could save an elderly woman from a fire tomorrow and they gonna say, fuck that bitch and fuck you too.
Yep.
So. I mean, you chose this life, Justin Bieber. I mean, Miley, look. It's clear that you want the exact same thing.
Don't say her name around me anymore.
You're the one who fucking... Okay.
Okay, yeah. But whatever. Don't dwell in the past.
Also, I thought that it was interesting that nobody black won anything during the televised portion of the program. Janelle Monáe and Erykah Badu won, I think, Best Art Direction or something. Mm-hmm. But that was like on the red carpet. During the actual show, no one black won unless you count Justin Timberlake.
Okay, and you don't.
And I don't, because he's not black.
Well, no one does. Well, someone does, but not us.
Well, bitch, when I asked on Twitter if anybody black won and I missed it, there was like 150 people who were jokingly like, oh, Justin did.
Yeah, you know, people think they're funny and they really aren't. So that's what that is.
So that's another point. Also, white people were having fun with black culture. Macklemore. I really don't know if it's Macklemore or Macklemore. I think it's Macklemore.
Why you didn't tell me this was a group? I thought it was a person.
It is a person.
What?
But I think he has like a sidekick. Listen, I didn't know who 80% of the people who were at that show.
You know
what?
Because we're old.
Speak for your motherfucker.
No, you're old.
No.
You know why? Because I bet you anything, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you knew everybody at the VMAs. And you lived for it.
That's not the point.
And you thought it was so fun. And that's now you don't know who the fuck those people are.
That doesn't mean that I'm getting old, annoyed. Bitch.
Yes, it does.
It means I'm not as young as I used
to be. Yeah, it means you're aging out of MTV's demographic. And that's a little scary. Because now where do you go?
How about you go to hell?
It's a whole lot of y'all in y'all mid-20s mad because the VMAs are boring or the VMAs are dumb or they're bad. You're old. You're old.
Any of those people were. I knew Macklemore was. I didn't know that he had like this best friend sidekick bromance like partner in crime that his album is. I didn't know that he did a song with Pharrell and Beth Ditto. I didn't know
God, are you kidding?
I didn't know any of this stuff. So like I don't know who that redheaded weird kid looking at.
I don't know who One Direction is.
I don't know who the only reason I know who One Direction that I know of One Direction is because the guy Harry Styles couldn't tell you which one he is, dated Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah.
And then that fucking song that she put out is supposed to be about him.
Listen to me. One Direction is like the NSYNC of today. And you could have never said that. Like you would have never said that in 1997. I don't know who NSYNC
is. One Direction.
You could pick them all out in your sleep. No, they will never be the NSYNC. But I'm saying that's there to kids, to these young people.
I understand that.
Right. That's who they give a fuck about. You don't know who these people are. Because
but guess who also performed at the motherfucking concert, bitch, and slayed.
Well,
and
girl, are we talking about?
And we're gonna get there in a second.
Well, listen, because that's the only. Come on now.
Justin clearly said before they even kicked that shit off, let's show these young boys how to do it. Because guess what? None of these little lily white boy bands out here could ever, ever reach for the top of Justin's Dome, JC's, Chris, Joey's, or Lance. But again, as I mentioned, we'll get there in a second.
In 15 years, somebody is going to say none of these new hoes could touch Harry or Peter or Jack or Bobby or
Biff.
Liam.
And that's fine.
I'm just letting you know.
But guess what? 20 years from now, people are going to say that about Beyonce and Beyonce said it about Whitney. As long as you're not saying it about fucking Ashanti. I mean, like, I don't even know. Like,
girl, Macklemore, let's focus. What the fuck is Macklemore and what happened with it?
Oh, so she won like a shit ton of awards and I guess he like raps or whatever. And I kind of want to like it, but
I kind of don't care.
I kind of want to like him because he had an interview with I can't remember who the fuck. And he talked about white privilege.
Oh, that's always
and
nice.
And he, like, basically acknowledged the fact that a lot of his success has to do with the fact that he's white.
Yeah, that's good. But then his whole, I guess there's controversy about him and his song about gay people.
Right, I'm getting there.
Oh, okay, well, excuse me.
So he came out there with Beth Ditto and Effie, Effie popped out of nowhere.
She did. And we was like, wait a minute.
And I'm familiar with the melody of this song. But I didn't know what it was about because I'd never really stopped to actually give a fuck.
Mm-mm.
And so yesterday I realized that, you know, I found out that it was about, you know, marriage equality or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And gay rights. I just don't know how to feel about it.
I don't remember actually listening to it. So as far as I'm concerned, I've never heard this song before.
Yeah, I wasn't really paying attention. All I know is he said something about if I was gay, would people listen to my mixtape or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And so I just don't really know. Like,
I don't.
This is cute or whatever, but where is this money going? Have you donated any of this to like these campaigns or
I have
AIDS
noticed
research
that
or
some of the stuff that something that got on my nerves was like later that night or the next day, Yahoo or someone similar said something about how Macklemore was the first hip-hop artist to come out and support a gay riot. And I was like, screw it. You want to run the tape back on that?
This is why I love Tumblr, because Tumblr sees everything.
Tumblr will catch
and
you.
And they will read you from the front to the back.
The comments, girl. The comments.
Because they Tumblr sat said, there and they
I looked, have receipts.
Tumblr is full of so many smart asses, bitch. They not only named all of the other rappers who have supported gay rights, but they gave you the quotes right. from every the single quote, one of those
the
rappers.
The interview, a link so you can check it your damn self, an audio file. Like, Tumblr comes with receipts, girl.
Every time. Single time. Them niggas don't play. They don't, I love Tumblr. Don't. And so, I mean, again, I don't really know how to feel about him, and I'm not really crazy about any of these songs. He seems nice.
He
enough.
Seems harmless.
So, I mean, okay, sure.
But yeah, I'm not about to go out and just listen to him, but I'm not gonna lead the revolution against him either. So, whatever.
I really want for people to stop having Kevin Hart come out and
oh
tell
my God.
Jokes ever. Here's the thing.
Just stop.
I really want to get it. Like, I really want to get this whole fascination with Kevin Hart, because I really am obviously a huge fan of black comedy. I've always been, you know, fascinated with Comic View and King of Comedy, Queens of Comedy. I've always been huge with the Eddie Murphy stand-up specials and Richard Pryor, fucking... Why am I forgetting his name? Red Fox, Paul Mooney, like yeah. Monique, Dave Chappelle. Like I've always, and then for a while, it seemed like there was a break and like there weren't any like really poppin' popular yeah. black stand-up comedians. And so I really want to celebrate Kevin Hart because he's like the only one who's really out here like doing it. And his movie specials are breaking numbers. And I get it. I want to be a part of this. He's never made me laugh. I don't get it.
I love him. I love him when he's acting, when he's performing. I don't love him off the cuff and spontaneous. Maybe I love him with the script.
Right. Maybe that's
I love his stand-up. I like him in movies. I like him. I even like him in that damn Kia commercial. But I do not like him when he pops up out of nowhere and he doesn't have a script and he says, turn up, everybody got your yams, bitches, bitches. Like, girl, what? You're not funny. Stop. You're yelling.
Even when he does have a script or whatever that he knows he's talking about, he's just never been funny to me. I watched that whole special where he talked about he wasn't ready and what's the other funky thing he says? The way my bank account is set up.
Oh.
And all of that shit, like, and his uncle or whatever, like, I like all the stuff that niggas are always repeating and making all these memes and jokes about. I don't get it. And I'm not hating because plenty of bitches probably don't think I'm funny. I don't think I'm funny. But I honestly just don't think he's funny. Like, I don't get it.
Okay.
And so I think that at least if MTV was going to pay him to come out twice, because I know he ain't do that shit for free.
Oh,
so if MTV was going to pay him to come out twice and tell some jokes and fill in some time or whatever, he could have at least had something prepared and not try to do like these ad libs or this improv shit. Because it was so not funny.
I mean, honestly, I like Kevin Hart. But
I like him.
I'm a bigger fan of Louis C.K. as a comedian than I am Kevin Hart. So
I'm a bigger fan of Ellen DeGeneres and Kathy Griffin.
Well, bitch, Ellen is hilarious, especially when she photoshopped herself into that Destiny's Child picture.
I die.
I said, did this bitch put herself over LaToya's face?
And she, the nerve.
She just like, well, Ellen is a stan. She's lives hilarious. For Beyonce, but she's funny as hell. I just love her. Anyway, what are we talking about? The VMAs.
So,
the VMAs.
We only have like a couple other points. The next one would be Kanye.
Yes. House Mother Kanye. That name has never been more fitting.
He spun and dipped his way into all of our
Yes, he did.
With that blood on the leaves.
In the name of Northwest.
Shouts to Issa Rae. Of people, I have seen it.
I have like, seen it, y'all. I've seen it. I've seen Cinderance. I've seen the Issa Rae video. Single. I have
yes.
seen it. Thank you. I've
that
seen it.
That was brilliant.
It was. It was
that
really
was
good.
That was so spot on.
Right.
Like, I would have, it was so good.
But I'm so glad.
But I kind of felt bad for Kim because she tweeted, and I never feel bad for Kim.
Whoa.
But I kind of did feel kind of bad for her because they read her ass during the fucking show because she tweeted after he performed, best performance of the night, Kanye West. And it was like right before Justin came on. Like right
Had
before.
Had you just waited.
Like, so, like, and the fucked up part about it is he really was the best performance by that point.
But, well, I would put him right behind Gaga.
I don't know. I really love
Blood on the Leaves. And so I was so happy that he did it. And I got it. Like, I was here for the whole thing. But best performance of the night, girl, not when Timberlake, the young god, is coming out. That ain't it. So I don't know what Kim Kardashian was thinking.
We're gonna get there in a second. I don't know what she was thinking either, though. God bless her. Just okay. Go change a pamper. So, one of my favorite moments of the night, and one of my favorite moments from all fucking award shows, Rihanna.
She's just...
I don't know why they kept cutting to fucking raggedy-ass Taylor Swift when all of that shade sat there right in Rihanna's lap. Cut to her as often as you can. That bitch is hilarious.
I want to be her friend.
Like, she's so... Like, you could tell that like, she was just like, when is it? Can I just smoke my blood?
She really like, looked just, like, girl, I literally just decided to come. And that's because Melissa really wanted to be here. But I, like, girl, I'm wearing a salt and pepper t-shirt. And lie. I don't give a fuck about this.
Because Melissa looked the exact same way. Melissa, like, she could have took it or left it.
Even if she didn't, even if Rihanna didn't look like she was being like, shady, she just looked like, why am I here?
Right. She just looked so bored, like, the entire time. Like, but it was hilarious because she really does be shading down. Like, some of it might be, like, a misunderstanding or you just laugh anyway. But, like, when Miley was performing, Rihanna was looking like... Right. I don't.
Rihanna is judging you, girl. You think about that. Rihanna is judging you. Rihanna. Rihanna is judging your live performance.
When Drake went up there. Now, here's the thing, because they had just gone out to dinner like the night before together. Yeah. And he's like, they've always, like, seemed to maintain this friendship or whatever the fuck mm-hmm. they have going on. So it might not have been shade, because she did do, like, a mini twerk as he was performing. But I tell you, everybody else was standing up.
Yeah.
And Rihanna was sitting there just, like, picking her fucking fingernails.
Like, girl, like, I heard girl. This last night.
Melissa was eating popcorn. Mm-hmm. She spilt some of it. Rihanna picked up a bunch of it and put it on front of the girl's chair in front of her. That bitch is a riot. Like, I love her.
Shout out to Drake, though. He sounded really good. Like,
he did
his
sound
singing,
good.
His singing
really
sounded
sound
great.
Good.
Like, you have been working on that. Congratulations.
His arms looked great, too.
Yeah. He just looked, he looked very Drake.
That album cover still looks like a hood mural, and I'm not changing my
mind. I don't know who put it side by side with a pack of five gum, but when I tell you I have never seen anything more accurate in my
that
life.
Was 100% spot on.
Nigga, I fell on the floor.
Like, it was perfect.
It was perfect. Like, it would literally look like a five in the side of his head. It looked exactly like that pack of gum.
Anyway.
The internet can be so brilliant sometimes.
Really? Like, some of y'all are really fucking clever.
Very few. Like, maybe 3 or 4%. Okay.
And you know who else loved that fucking Drake performance? Jaden Smith. Mama got her life.
He did.
Did you see that reaction?
I did. He was like, woo! Like, it's Christmas Day!
He was fangirling.
Praise
down.
Jesus. Yes. So he just was like.
I know who he stands for. All right, that's so let's cute. Just go there.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake.
Like, my nipples started to vibrate. I just, from the very beginning.
First of all, MTV knew exactly what they were fucking
yes,
doing.
Yes, they did.
They gave that nigga a smooth 45 minutes performance.
Justin Timberlake
time.
Literally dead ass performed for 15 solid minutes. And nobody at MTV was like, this is excessive. No.
And no one at home was like, this is excessive.
No, when it went off, it was like, but come back.
Like, I tweeted MTV. I said, please, just let him perform the rest of the show.
Like, you could just turn the whole show into a Justin Timberlake concert and literally no one would be mad. So
that white nigga has hits.
All the hits. Do you realize Justin Timberlake has never put out a bad album?
Never.
All of his albums are good. And it was just like, when you hear this whole, like, just like all these songs,
I forgot,
like,
he had so many great fucking songs.
Like, when the beat dropped for Senorita, I was like, nigga, I used to love Senorita. Like, Justin Timberlake, why are you so good? Why are you just the sexy, young, pale, beautiful, white, young man, just sexy and beautiful.
Down.
You better dance your ass off. Miley Cyrus, you see how we weren't mad at Justin Timberlake dancing because Justin Timberlake can dance. Sit your
Justin
ass
Timberlake
down.
Did a song with Juicy J too.
Oh, Justin.
No one feels
you.
Any kind of way because it's authentic. He's not trying so hard.
I have loved him since high school. I just love
Listen,
him.
Not like me, bitch. Did you have the no strings attached
puppet?
Oh, no.
First of all, don't tell me about... No. Listen, we can have a stand war right now, motherfucker. I stand so hard for Justin Timberlake that I was working part-time at Walmart when No Strings Attached came out, and I clocked out at 9 p.m. and stayed at Walmart until 12:01 and then went to the back and told them, give me No Strings Attached. And they said, bitch, if you don't carry your ass up front, wait. And I said, I want my album now. And I bought 5 copies that night, bitch. And the next day, me and my friend skipped school and went and bought some more and listened to the album for like 6 fucking months, bitch. That album did 2.4 million in the first week because of me and my efforts. I love Justin Timberlake. Don't even try me.
Okay, well, you beat me.
Okay.
I'll admit it.
All right. Now just, look at you made me so mad.
So I'm just really like, I kind of am a little like disappointed that the NSYNC thing leaked before. Like I wanted, it would have been a sickening surprise.
It would have.
But we all knew about it ahead of time and we were just like, when does it happen? Like from the red carpet, everybody was like, is NSYNC ready yet?
Like, right.
From the very beginning.
Right. Like,
and they did
out.
Not disappoint besides the fact that I wanted them to do every song that they have ever recorded.
Right.
And they did like 1.5.
I would have lived for them to be in the giant doll boxes from the Bye 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 video.
Oh my God. Shut up. I almost had an aneurysm.
If those 5 boxes had been on stage, first of all, when they came up out of the stage, similar to the way that Kelly and Michelle did, except with less like force, I was at Bobby's house and I just started to convulse. I was just like, this is happening to me.
I threw my iPhone at the ceiling like it was a hot
container. I'm about to cry. Like, I fucking love NSYNC.
They all look so good.
They do. I mean, and people were making fun of Chris and Joey for putting on weight. Like, girl, they're millionaires and they're going to be millionaires forever. And they have had nothing to do for the past like 13 years. Of course, they put on weight.
And they still hit.
And they still
all
killed
of their
it.
Marks.
Like, they looked good and they sounded good. And it was just like. Like, this is my youth, and I just love it. Ugh, I love it.
NSYNC was phenomenal.
And JC still gave you some runs to let you know that he still has...
Oh, because let me tell you something. Mama Shazay, or however you say his last name, Mama was like, listen, I'm going to tell you one goddamn thing. We might not be doing America's Best Dance Crew no more, but don't you ever in your motherfucking life forget that I got these riffs, these runs, these trills, whatever the fuck you want to call them, bitch. I got all of these vocals for your motherfucking ass. Don't you goddamn forget it. And he looked at Justin as he was doing it.
Yes, he did.
Like, Mama, look, don't fuck it up.
I got 3 more seconds on this stage.
I had verses on them albums too, Queen. Don't you forget it.
And he jumped right in, like, still sounding good. It was like, NSYNC, goddamn it, I love you, motherfuckers.
I really wish they would do one more.
And Lance Bass, I'm pretty sure, had some work done in the face, but looked so good. Like, he probably looked the most...
Like
the most unchanged over the years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, gays are into self-preservation more than straights are, so that makes sense.
I mean, he dated Topanga.
Oh.
That doesn't really have anything.
Didn't really date her, but okay.
Well, they were, like, best friends.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
They were dating in her head.
I've been there before.
The VMAs were
for young people.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I don't think that it was even bad. I just think that I'm too old for the VMAs now, which is terrifying.
Yeah, that's really it. Like, I was thinking about it, and I was like, these award shows haven't really been entertaining to me since like 2002.
That's why I don't like award shows no more.
I'm old. Yeah, that's really it. Because let me tell you who got their life: kids in high school. They loved it from
because
start to
when
finish.
I think about VMAs, like the ones that always stand out in my mind are 99, 2000, and 2001.
You think about Britney when she ripped off the suit and she had on that flesh tone sparkly outfit. You think about the kiss with Madonna.
I think about when NSYNC and Britney performed together in 99.
You think about old shit.
I can remember who hosted those.
You think about old shit because you're old.
I remember when Sean and Marlon, they hosted in 2000 and Marlon showed his ass and my mama was pissed.
Yeah. My mama called me and said, what is Miley Cyrus doing? Like, I know the answer to that question. Like, girl, what? And how do you even know who Miley Cyrus is? But she's sitting there while I have a 17-year-old brother. kids got their life from this shit because they're supposed to. You old niggas didn't like it because you're not supposed to. You didn't even know half the people nominated. You didn't and never heard 90% of the songs because your ass is old.
I don't want to grow up. I'm gonna be a Toys R Us kid.
Bitch, consider the alternative to not growing up.
Okay, I feel like we've been talking about the VMAs for an hour.
Yeah, well,
so
it's over.
We're
shout out
forward
to MTV for, you know, having a great show.
All right. So, y'all, don't forget, HuluPlus.com is our lovely special sponsor. And you can go on over there right now and get your life with hundreds and thousands of sexy, wonderful, funny, entertaining TV shows.
Don't forget to go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead for your free 2-week trial. It's normally $7.99 a month, but we are giving you 2 weeks free to take a look at Hulu and all of the beautiful, beautiful options they have. You can watch on your computer. You can watch on your TV. You can watch on your connected device. You have so many different options. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of shows. Comedy Central has some really great shows up there like Drunk History and The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. So head over right now and check it out. HuluPlus.com/TheRead.
That's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Go get your life. And we're going to continue our show.
La 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 la, la 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 la.
Listener alerts. I knew the melody.
You did. I don't know how, though.
Because I'm not old.
Yeah, you're old, motherfucker.
I'm still a child.
No, you're not. Nope, you're old. So anyway,
hey, fuck you.
Shout out to everybody who emailed us this week, asktheread@gmail.com with all your questions. And I want to encourage those of you who have kind of held off on asking questions to go ahead and do so. We don't have to answer questions about your relationship or your mom or whatever every week. Like, we have no problem with those. But if you have other questions, we want to encourage you to send those in, too. It doesn't have to be advice. But anyway, asktheread@gmail.com. And let's jump right in to Stevie. And Stevie says, I'm having an issue with a really good friend of mine and her girlfriend. Her trifling ass girlfriend is constantly drunk, always smothering her, and doesn't have a life of her own. Anytime my friend is out or even at work, her girlfriend is constantly blowing up her phone and gets really mean and disrespectful if my friend doesn't answer. For example, we were at a coworker's going away party and her girlfriend called 3 times and texted her within 20 minutes. My friend's phone was in her purse, so she didn't notice, but the girlfriend proceeded to send angry messages like, bitch, pick up the phone and fuck you for not answering. In addition to smothering my friend, she is basically living in her apartment rent-free and eating up all her food. I want to say something, but I'm not sure if it's my place to. Please help.
It's not.
It's not? Why is not?
I mean, well, you can say something if you want to, but like, I don't think that it's, I don't know. Like, I think that I've always just felt like mixing friendships and relationships is complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different from your standpoint because you're the friend. So as a friend, you can voice your opinion. I think it would be a little bit more complicated because I'm the type of bitch who, like, won't ever introduce you.
Well, I've been in a relationship like this before where my girlfriend was, like, really crazy and my friends didn't want to say anything. And even if they had said something, I probably wasn't going to listen anyway because
exactly.
I didn't really give a shit what anybody else thought. But in hindsight, it would have been nice if somebody had said something to me just so that I... And eventually they did when she went from just regular crazy to, like,
intense,
psychopath crazy. Yeah. Right. Eventually they said something, but... You know, we could have nipped it all in the bud maybe sooner if somebody else had said something. So, I mean, I kind of feel like it's the type of situation where you can bring it up once. And if she's not receptive, you basically can't
right.
do it again until you notice that she's getting like physically abused or like
right.
mentally abused. Like
that's what
beyond rude text messages, but like really belittling terrible things or like anytime violence comes into the picture, then you're like, okay, bitch, listen.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. It's one of those situations, I think, where you have to just kind of like if you feel like you want to say something and see how she takes it and responds. And if she doesn't take your advice, girl, shut the fuck up and don't say anything until unless you absolutely like know that you need to. That's
okay.
the type of nigga I am.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Ow.
So good luck, Stevie. And let's move on. This is a very short, sweet question for, I guess it's got to be for you. But it's from Terezi and it says, what is your favorite Azealia Banks song?
So I guess it is for me, huh?
I don't even know an Azealia Banks song other than the one she did with Lady Gaga that's not going to be on Gaga's album because Gaga
bitch,
don't have time
don't
for that
count,
shit.
Because you...
that's my favorite.
You've never even Banks. Heard the damn
that's
song
right.
because it never came out.
However, it's not going to be on Gaga's album and that brings me some pleasure.
Whatever. My favorite Azealia Banks song is...
Pussy Game 2 Weak.
What?
Nothing. That's not one of her songs? Sorry.
My favorite Azealia Banks song is probably Young Rapunzel because it's just chaotic and fun and crazy and I like
the beat. The incredible irony of the name. How do you fuck
All right, it? So next question.
No, I'm asking a question, right? You could just,
my answer is Young Rapunzel.
But I mean, so you're not going to explain the irony in somebody with like literally no edges naming her song after somebody with all the edges?
So my favorite Azealia Banks song is going to be Young Rapunzel or maybe like Luxury. I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway.
There you go.
Since you're going to avoid my question, let's move on to Anonymous, who said, I am a newly diagnosed HIV positive woman. I unfortunately trusted someone that I have known for 7 years and did not have protected sex with him. So here I am. I moved to the DC area about 7 years ago while in the military, and this area has a very high HIV rate. My question is, with all of the great medicine that is out for the treatment of HIV and knowing the things that we now know about the disease, would either one of you date an HIV positive individual or have you in the past?
Well, I'm black and gay, so have I? So I'm like, I don't know, maybe.
You are terrible.
I mean, no, it's true.
No, I know.
Like in terms of like relationship, because I've been in maybe like two or three of those. But like dating, I don't know.
Right.
I really, whatever. But would I, I'd like to say that I would. It's just, I mean,
I don't know.
As long as you take, you know, care of yourself and you're protected. But
my whole mindset of HIV has really had to change over the years because the last time I was ever really taught about it was basically in like high school and early college. And back then it was a death sentence. It was like, if you catch a girl, that's it. And so for like 10 or 12 years in between, I wasn't really keeping up with research as far as HIV was concerned. I was just keeping up with ways to not get it. And so, you know, it wasn't until a few years ago that I realized that medicine has come so far that if it's detected early enough and people get on the right medication plan, you can basically go at undetectable levels for a long time and you have like a decent or a good life expectancy. So I had to, first of all, educate myself on that because in my head it was still, you know, the type of thing where if you got HIV, girl, then that's just the end and, you know, say your goodbyes. So, but I don't know that I can say, you know, yes, I would date somebody with HIV because I haven't been in that situation. I would like to think that I would be like cool with it, but I don't really know how I would feel. I feel like that's one of those situations where you're like, I really hope that I could be, you know, open-minded and progressive about it. But I, like in reality though, I don't know that I could. I don't know.
Right. That's a complicated question.
Maybe if I had been dating the person for like dating, like going on dates, not like in a relationship. Right. And then, you know, they told me whenever they were comfortable, obviously before we had sex, but just when they felt comfortable, you know, I guess if I really, really like you, then there's probably not much I wouldn't do, but I don't know.
But again, I think that we're just speaking for ourselves and there are actually plenty of people out there who I have no problem dating someone with HIV and they know plenty more about it than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think that you would like, I don't think that, because I think that a fear for a lot of people is that they're just never going to, you know, have love or, you know, whatever.
And right.
I just, that's not the case at all.
No, it's not.
So, I don't know.
I just,
If the question comes from, like, if you're just, you know, concerned.
Well, she's dating someone and they found out about her HIV status. You know, while they were not when she was infected, but they found out that she had it while they were together. And so he's still been, you know, it's been an adjustment for them, but.
Oh, so they're good.
But yeah, it's like, you know, it's just something that we have to adjust to. And so I think maybe they're kind of still in that, whoa, you know, kind of this is crazy news type of stage. But I mean, that's the kind of situation where you just never like that's one of those never say never things.
Because
then you could be in love with somebody and you find out they had a blood transfusion when they were in a car accident and the blood was HIV positive and now your husband's HIV positive. Girl, and what are you going to do?
Right,
you know, sometimes you just roll with the punches. So, but I wouldn't let it discourage you from dating because I am positive that there are people out there who, you know, are not going to be like automatically, no, I'm not dating you. Because you're HIV positive, so.
All right.
That was fun.
So.
AskTheReed@gmail.com for all of your questions.
And now we come to the last portion of our show, which is The Read.
Uh-huh.
This mic is like trolling me today. So, do you want to go first?
I'm a little bit annoyed this week because I feel like first I'm kind of over the internet. Like I'm a little burnt out on social media.
Yeah.
I think because it feels like every day all that I'm seeing is people arguing and like not shutting up. Like, and it's not, you know, it's not that they're necessarily arguing about something that isn't important. I just, for whatever reason lately, I just don't give a fuck if anybody agrees or disagrees with me. So when other people are like trying to get people to see their point of view, I'm just like, girl, who the fuck cares? So listen, it's not like you can't have your opinion or whatever, but people who just will not, have you ever been in a situation with somebody who will not shut up because nothing is more important to them than you agreeing with them?
Yes.
And you're like, girl, there's nothing you can say right now. Like if we're having an argument and you're telling me that bananas are everything and I'm like, no, bitch, peaches are just, that's God shit. And that is what, that's top notch, bitch. That's the Beyonce of fruit. And you can't change my mind about peaches. But bitch, you're so pressed that I don't like bananas. You're going to sit here and call the National Banana Coalition on me and you're going to make puddings and pies in my fucking face. And you're just going to like hire monkeys to eat bananas all around me. And you're going to sit here and argue me down over something like a girl, learn to fight your battles. Learn which hill you want to die on.
And I guarantee you most of those battles will not need to take place on.
They're not going to have to take place on the internet. Like at some point, and it doesn't have to go on for days or hours. Like, girl, okay, niggas just disagree. You niggas and your $200 dates, you never going to agree on this shit. Shut up. You niggas and it's ass eating. You never going to agree. Shut up. It's just some shit y'all ain't ever going to be on the same fucking page about. So side A needs to acknowledge it. Side B needs to acknowledge it. Both of y'all are arguing each other every day, all day, in an effort to get the other one to agree with you. And neither one of you, like, it's never going to happen. Shut up.
People are like that offline too, and I think that it's absurd.
Right.
Like,
no, I'm noticing it on the internet, but it happens in person all the time. And I'm not, if I don't give a shit about it, or if I don't know 100% know that I'm correct, I'm not gonna argue about it, point blank, period. So you can sit here and argue with me about how Ashanti is the best artist of the 1990s and the 2000s, all you want to, girl, and I don't give no fucks about it. So you can sit here and argue till you blew in the face, fall over, and die, and I'm still not gonna give a fuck. I'm gonna step over you and have them pick you up and bury your ass because I gave that little of a fuck about your opinion. Sorry, that sounded rude. I meant
that was
it.
Morbid.
Right, it sounded really mean, and I meant it, but it just sounded mean.
No, I get it. I think that so many of those fucking arguments and like those huge debates on Twitter and all, like, it's just stupid. And it actually almost ties into my read.
Oh.
Because mine is about people, especially grown-ups, and their stan mentality. Like, now, I was going to kind of just like preview this earlier in the show because I've noticed it a lot, especially with Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. I like both of those songs. And I think that Lady Gaga and Katy Perry are completely different artists. So why you put them to, I mean, I understand they're both pop artists. I get it.
Right.
But pitting them together against each other and then adults acting like you can't like two artists because what? Because bitches on Twitter gonna say something about it?
Right.
Like, what's the point?
Like, I have Katy Perry songs in my iPod and I have Lady Gaga songs in my iPod. Why is that not okay with you?
Like, I'm gonna tell you one honest to God thing. Like, I honestly don't give a raccoon's ass how any of you feel about my taste in music or how I feel about anything or who's my fave or who I don't like or why I don't like or what I said about a person. Like, one thing about me is I could think that you were just disgusting as a person, as an art, like, as a person when you're a celebrity,
right,
and love your music. I cannot stand Miley Cyrus. It doesn't mean that We Can't Stop song ain't cute.
Right.
Her album might actually be good. I heard Britney Spears is gonna be on it. So, I mean, I doubt it, but right, you never know. Like, I've read Carrie Hilson bloody for years. I love her albums. I understand.
I didn't Shut even say nothing.
Same thing with fucking Tamar. Actually, I'm starting to come around with Tamar, but I would never deny that bitch can sing. When I listened to her latest song, All the Way Home,
uh-huh,
and she got into the end and went off, I was in my room screaming, bitch, why? You don't have to sing like this. Just, bitch, what is your problem? You know what I mean? So I don't get it. Like, even lately, Nicki Minaj, let me tell you something. Like,
oh, here you go with your lies.
This bitch, look, She's been putting out a bunch of verses. I've liked a lot of them. She doesn't look like a fucking cotton candy zombie anymore.
That helps a lot.
And so I'm coming around. And if I compliment this bitch, it's always a Nicki Minaj stan who has something to say in my fucking mentions about, oh, so now you like her again.
Oh my God.
It's like, girl, grow up. She did some shit that I didn't like, and now she's doing some shit I like, and I'm saying that I like it. What the fuck is your problem, bitch? And I understand a lot of these stans are like 12. Yes. And you're not, it's just, it's immature because you haven't matured. Fine. But all of you like grown ass, bill paying ass adults who are running around here and acting fucking stupid with this whole stand. Like, girl, at the very least, if you're going to just like, if you're going to be one of those stands who will not admit that something your fave did was ridiculous, that's fine. But don't come over here on my side of things with your bullshit and be entertained. Like, girl, I don't give a fuck if you don't like Azealia Banks' music. I like her music. And what the fuck you gonna do? Fight me over it? Because I'll whoop your ass and that'll be the end of it.
I'll come right over there right now and fight you.
Well, bitch,
it.
I'd love for you to do it. I mean, it's just like, girl, I think the whole thing is fucking stupid. Like, if you're gonna be a stan, to me, being a stan means that your fave, whoever the fuck they may be, from Beyonce to Lil Mo, whoever the fuck it is that you stand for, it just means that then when that person gives you their art, you are ready to pull out your eyelashes in glee. You're just like just overwhelmed with excitement every single time this person just like releases a fucking perfume commercial.
Right.
Like that to me is a stan. All of that extra shit of just like denying that your fave is ridiculous sometimes, or denying that they can no longer rap, or denying that they put on some shit that was a mess, or denying that they said something fucking stupid. All of that is some shit that I cannot entertain. And more so, I do not like the fact that people act like they cannot like two people who maybe make similar music or wear similar things. Like, even the whole Azealia Banks, Lady Gaga thing is silly to me. Like, you did your whole mermaid thing and she's doing her mermaid thing. Why can't everybody be mermaids? Mermaids are cunt. Like, everybody loves mermaids. So who cares? Like, it's just not, it's not a big deal. Like,
I
whatever.
I mean, that's your fave over here picking fights with Lady Gaga.
Well, I don't give a fuck. Today, the bitch said that she invented the ocean and I thought it was hilarious.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not like if those bitches, like Azealia Banks could call Lady Gaga a fucking transvestite tomorrow and I'll be like, oh God. And Lady Gaga could say, well, girl, you know what you can do? You can suck this dick. And I'll be like, oh girl. Like they could call, like they could say the most like ridiculous, offensive things to each other tomorrow. And if they put out good music, I'm gonna be like, I love this music. I don't understand why more people can't think that way.
Right. Wow, I think you pretty much said everything that I could have possibly thought to say about that.
Great.
Amen.
Awesome.
That wraps up another episode of The Motherfucking Read.
Don't forget, girl, I just lost all my energy. Tomorrow we're doing
like
the
first live taping
of The Read.
Yeah, that's happening.
Well, technically today. And, girl, well,
if you bought tickets, then I guess you're coming. Listen, I guess you're coming, girl. Seating is a bit limited, so if you want to make sure you get a seat, get there early, dress comfortably, because we definitely will be dressed comfortably, girl.
These doors are kicking open at 8, honey. And let me tell you something. You need to just, if you want a good seat, you better show up on time.
Yeah, don't.
That's all I can say.
So, right, don't skate in at 9:15 and be like, why am I in the back, girl? Because you should have brought your ass here on time. And like you guys are going to be the question portion of the show. And so we're just looking forward to seeing you guys and having a great time. And
if you
being fun.
Yeah, we're going to have like a few little tricks and shit up our sleeve. It's just going to be a cute little time. It's our first time doing this. And we're, I was going to say we're excited about it.
This is really unfair to the thousands of you who don't have tickets. We're sitting here talking about like,
I mean, gonna find, it's not gonna be like live for like ever, like we won't have like a link to watch yet. Maybe that's something that we'll do in the future if we do more, but we'll find a way for everyone who didn't get to come, for it'll be somewhere for y'all to see, I guess. And so yeah, it's just some fun shit that we're doing, girl, and so we'll see you there on tomorrow or on today, since this is when you're listening to it.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
I just hope I don't shit myself.
Yeah, right? I just like, God, this could be.
What have we done?
Like, why did we even say yes? Because Like, girl.
Like, this is so much.
Like, we're just so weird. Y'all are going to be like, well, these niggas are weird. But anyway.
Yeah, you're going to think that we're really weird. But whatever. I don't give a fuck. So listen.
If you're in New York City, don't forget to come hang out with me and Naima Supreme this Saturday at Paper Doll in Brooklyn. We're going to celebrate the launch of Hair Divas and have free food and drinks. DJ Queen of Spades will be on the ones and twos. So come out and have fun with us from 2 to 6 this Saturday.
At Paper Doll.
At Paper Doll.
So wait, can I get hair? Can I get some free
hair? Bitch, you asked me last week. No, you can't have no damn hair.
I want it.
For what?
Because
so you can put it on and go to no parking and show out?
Well, and if I did, bitch, you're just going to have to be mad about it. Don't forget to go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and try out that extended free trial that we tell y'all about. There are lots of shows on there that are amazing. And if you're doing, you know, I mentioned that I'm doing the Scandal binge right now in preparation for the next season. And also we have Ixora BB.
Yes, don't forget Ixora BB is having a Labor Day sale. Check our website for the special code you can use on that. And this is TheRead.com.
AskTheRead@gmail.com for your questions. AskTheRead@gmail.com if you have a read that you want us to read on the show.
Twitter and Facebook.com/ThisIsTheRead.
And we're on our Tumblrs and shit. So,
yeah.
Is there anything that you'd like to say before we leave?
No, motherfucker. I hope y'all understand that we're doing two fucking shows this week. You're welcome.
We are tired.
I'm tired, y'all.
But I won't complain.
Not at all.
Not for you to hear. All right. So we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Hey, y'all, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account, so if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out and improve your mental health. Or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius. I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kid Fury and Crystal sent you.